20 minutes is all it took for the judge to convene court Sunday morning and pronounce the Steubenville Big Red football players guilty. 4 days of testimony about whether they had raped a 16-year-old girl who'd been drinking with them wrapped up the night before. She has been known throughout the trial as Jane Doe. Cheers went up outside the Jefferson County, Ohio Justice Center. Protesters like Cindy Coulson of Steubenville had gathered in the midst of a sea of satellite trucks to await the verdicts.
This is for Jane Doe. She's going to start to heal. And that's the main thing. She got the word that she needed to hear.
Meanwhile, dozens of people in Guy Fawkes masks who came to town with the Loose-Knit Anonymous group exchanged congratulations, claiming a role in bringing about the trial.
Yeah, this is about human dignity and respect. And now this shows the world that in Steubenville, you got to treat your ladies right.
Inside the courtroom, the victim's mother read a statement before Judge Thomas Lipps moved to sentencing. Here's part of what she told the boys.
Your decisions that night affected countless lives, including those most dear to you. You were your own accuser through the social media that you chose to publish your criminal conduct on. This does not define who my daughter is. She will persevere, grow, and move on. I have pity for you both. I hope you fear the Lord, repent for your actions, and pray hard for His forgiveness.
One defendant is 16 and the other 17. Because they are juveniles, the judge handed down sentences with minimums of 1 year and 2 years behind bars, respectively, but with maximums for each teen of incarceration until his 21st birthday. The 16-year-old defendant could be overheard in the court saying, "My life is over," to his attorney when the sentence was pronounced. When court adjourned, both defense teams asserted their client's innocence, claiming the convictions were mistakes, and said they would be appealing them. Then, Ohio Attorney General Michael DeWine held a news conference to say the investigation of the rape incident is not ending with the trial and convictions.
We've been involved in an extensive investigation, trying to determine, trying to learn if any other individuals committed any crimes. While we have interviewed almost 60 individuals, 16 people refused to talk to our investigators. I have reached the conclusion that we cannot bring finality to this matter without the convening of a grand jury.
DeWine also said finding out and revealing as much as possible about the Steubenville case can help communities around the country.
Maybe there's been a bigger spotlight on this, and now we understand it better, that's good. But if what I'm afraid is we just go back and say, "Oh, that was something bad happened in Steubenville. That didn't happen anyplace else." It does. It's happening in your neighborhood. It's happening in your town. It's happening in your village, your city.
The teens convicted in Steubenville were sent to a juvenile correction facility near Columbus. For NPR News, I'm Tim Rudell.